This is admittedly a very broad question, but has this job taught you anything about life?
Oh, yeah. Glom onto it while you can. My motto, I turned 70 in November. My motto has become, if not now, when? Doing the obituaries of people like your grandmother and Rosa Keller and people who were not such luminaries but did good things taught me, you know, time is a precious thing and do the most you can with the time you have. At the end of Death of a Salesman, Linda Lohman stands at her husband's grave and says, attention must be paid. Well, these obituaries are my Linda Lohman moments. I mean, not everybody is a luminary like Edith Stern or your grandmother, Sonny Norman. They're people whom folks need to know about.
Yes, full disclosure, John Pope also wrote my grandmother, Sonny Norman's obituary, incredibly well, as usual.
I loved Sonny. And one of the fun things about doing the obituary of someone you know is you observe her over the years. Whenever, at the most formal event, whenever Sonny Norman was having a good time, she would take off her shoes.
Absolutely.
Even in the Hall of Mirrors at Versailles. And there's a funny Sonny story that you don't know about. I had written her obituary in advance. And so my wife and I went to a party one Christmas. Walked in, there on a sofa, left to right, your grandmother, Sonny Norman, John Minor Wisdom, hallowed federal judge, and Lucille Bloom, major philanthropist. They were sitting together having a great time. They had no idea I had written all their obituaries. So naturally, I considered them dead. I almost had palpitations. Advance obits for people who are not dead. I mean, it's lovely to have the time, but of course, you never know how much time you have. For instance, Paul Prudhomme. Since Prudhomme was, you'll recall, a man of size, my editor said he could be, in his words, launched to glory at any moment. Well, Prudhomme hung on for 27 years. And then, on the other hand, Bill Borah, bless his heart, died when I was halfway through his obit. But the advance obituary gives you the luxury of time that you have to use wisely to assemble a portrait. With Eudora Welty, I was able to call a lot of Welty scholars and do a pretty fair analysis of her work with Fats Domino. That's one of my faves. And I treated that the way I would have treated a paper in grad school, where I was blending the details of Domino's life against the development of rock and roll, which he was, pardon the pun, an instrumental person in. And then with Ella Brennan and Leah Chase, both were women in a man's field, and Miss Leah especially was feeding the civil rights movement, for heaven's sake. And Ella was just this force of nature. And I had known these women for years. Have you seen Hamilton?
I have not been fortunate enough to.
Well, spoiler alert, he dies. But the last song talks about time and the important use of it. And that's, I marvel at folks who've been able to accomplish so much. And they also happen to be in the right place at the right time.
Well, John, you've been in the right place at the right time for a lot of New Orleanians, and I want to thank you for that. That was John Pope telling us everything about writing obituaries. Thanks for coming in, John.
Happy to be here.
In New Orleans, this is Brian Friedman.